We all have times in our lives, moments in our lives that are special to us. Maybe they're big moments, those once-in-a-lifetime things like a graduation from high school or a wedding or something like that, the birth of the firstborn child, whatever it happens to be. They're special events, special things that we remember. Maybe they're special accomplishments that we've had, like graduation, such like that. And maybe they're once-in-a-lifetime, but maybe they're regular occurrences, birthdays, anniversaries, special days that we mark within our lives. Well, for us, those of us who are priests, this today is a special day, or traditionally is a special day, because today is the day that we remember the priesthood and the Eucharist. Of course, the message of this Holy Thursday Mass, this evening Mass, is the Eucharist, is the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. Well, traditionally, and still in very much larger, more urban dioceses, today is also the day that the Chrism Mass is usually held. It's traditionally held on Holy Thursday morning, so that then when the oils are brought to the church, they are brought right from there. As part of the Chrism Mass, the priests have the opportunity to renew our promises that we made to our bishop at our ordination. Well, because of the size of our diocese, we didn't have it this week. We had it a week ago Monday. We actually had a day of prayer and then the Chrism Mass down in Billings. So all of us priests were able to get together that Monday morning and to spend some time in prayer and reflection and hearing some conferences, and then to go from there into the Chrism Mass, where we renewed our promises as a priest. It's a time for us not only to just renew those promises before the bishop, tell the bishop, yes, I'm going to serve you for another year. It's a time for us to recommit ourselves as priests to that priestly service. That's why it is traditionally held on this day, because it was on this day, at that meal, our Lord commissioned, if you will, the disciples, the apostles, to go out and serve through this image of the foot washing that we see in the gospel today, that importance of that washing. But of course, also at the Last Supper, our Lord also instituted that new covenant priesthood, brought about that priesthood that I have the privilege and my brother priests have the privilege to serve in. It was the fulfillment of that old priesthood that we see in the old covenant that existed to offer those sacrifices, offer those different sacrifices, such as in the first reading where we see the description of that Passover sacrifice that the people of Israel were to take part in. Well, tonight we remember the completion of that Passover sacrifice. We remember what that Passover sacrifice pointed to. And of course, what we're celebrating tonight is the Eucharist. Both the sacrifice of the Passover and the sacrifice of the Eucharist were offered to save those who receive it from death. Save those who receive that sacrifice. The Passover was to save the Israelites from the angel of death killing the Egyptian firstborn. And the Eucharist is the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross to save us from sin. Of course, there's big differences between the two. While there is that similarity, and of course that's why we say the Passover prefigures the Eucharist, the Passover was an animal sacrifice. They would sacrifice a lamb, and it would be repeated annually. Every year, they would sacrifice the Passover, and they would celebrate and remember that Exodus out of Egypt. The Eucharist, on the other hand, was not just an animal. It wasn't a lamb, or it wasn't a bull or anything like that. It was our Lord himself, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it was only done once. There was only one sacrifice. But every time we come to Mass, we join in that one sacrifice. You know, it's as if we travel through time and space. We travel back 2,000 years, and we travel 5,000-6,000 miles to Jerusalem to share in that Passover, that sacrifice, that fulfilled Passover sacrifice. Through the Eucharist, which we receive, we are united as Christians. We are united as the body of Christ by receiving our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. And because we are united in that one sacrifice of the Eucharist, that one sacrifice of the cross, and because we are united as the body of Christ, we are called to serve as our Lord did. We are called to serve each other. You know, we are called to serve each and every one of us here. That's why when we come forward as a community to receive the Eucharist. We should then go from here and serve each other, setting aside our differences, setting aside our disagreements, and go out and as members of the body of Christ serve each other, but not just each other here in the church. We're not called to just serve those within the boundaries of this building, those who come to Mass. We are also called to serve all who are in need, as our Lord did during his ministry. So much of his ministry was spent reaching out to the poor, the downtrodden, the sick, the elderly, those who were in need in his community, in his area, and lifting them up and helping them, providing the help that they need, the service that they need. We too are called to do that. We too are called as Christians to leave this place, leave the church, and go out. That's why at many Masses, I will say, the Mass is ended, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Or, you know, say, go announce the gospel of the Lord. Or that we are to live that gospel in our lives. Because we are called to go out and serve. And through our service, and through our words as well, proclaim the good news of salvation, that Jesus did die for each and every one of us. And then bring them all to participate in this sacrifice. So tonight, as we do celebrate this sacrifice, this Eucharist that our Lord has given us, his body, blood, soul, and divinity that unites us, may we truly be united by this sacrifice. As our Lord says, I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you also should do.